This is a BTP special presentation.
Hey everyone, and welcome to a BTP short. My name is Scott Nichols, your host, and joining me today on this Transfer Deadline Day special is Sofiane Benzaza, a great man that I met in Montreal just in October of last year, of all things. He is one of the founding members of Cannes Football Club and an ambassador for La Troupe de Poutine. Okay, Sofiane, ça va?
Ça va très bien, merci Scott. Merci.
merci. Okay, so I'm going to dive right in. So Sofiane, Blerim Djemali, he's now a Montreal Impact player. Give me a little bit of background on him and what do you think about the signing?
Well, to be honest, we've known about him for about a year now when he signed for FC Bologna, the other club owned by Joey Saputo, also owner and president of the Montreal Impact. So he's been under the radar. He probably will be coming to Montreal after a season with Bologna in Serie A. But I've personally known him for a while. I've been, you know, I used to follow a lot of Serie A, so I've known him in his time in Torino, but mostly in Napoli, where he made his name. And he spent a good 3 years there. And pretty good player, good midfielder, box-to-box, kind of number eight, who's really versatile, whether with the clubs or his national team, Switzerland. So he's a very interesting player, very versatile. And he's a sort of box-to-box offensive guy, likes to shoot, likes to score. And I think it could be a good pick for the Impact.
Were you expecting the Impact to make any moves at the deadline, Sofiane? Or is this a little bit of a surprise for you?
The signing was expected, but I did expect maybe them to get a striker because they lost Mancuso for 6 weeks and don't have much depth at this striker position unless we could throw Duro. Duro is a full-time striker. So Djemali was happening anyways, but maybe we're hoping for some secret move at the last minute to get another striker. But it didn't happen. But that was, you know, exactly as expected. And it was good news for the fans to finally make it official because it wasn't official for at least a year now. I've been waiting for the club to say, he's coming, he's landing on this day, he'll be practicing on this day, and he'll be talking to media on this day. So it's good to make it finally official.
So how do you think that Djemali fits? I know you already said that he's a box-to-box kind of attacking player, but who does he replace? Who is he better than? What does he bring? Is this what was missing?
He is the missing link in the midfield, at least in the middle of the park. In the sense, well, he's gonna be in front of Hernan Bernardello, Marco Donadel, and Patrice Bernier, and also Callum Malas, if we're gonna cut him, obviously. So he's gonna be on the starting 11 in front of those four guys. Now it's the question how Bielo will play around with other midfielders. Does he want Bernardello or Donadel behind Djemali? Does he want Bernier also as a passer distributor? So that will be the equation. He'll be on the starting lineup with Simon, with Evan Bush, with Piatti. And the rest, well, Bielo has to manage it. But he fills the gap in a sort of box-to-box midfielder who can really bring the ball up, sort of like an offensive number 10 a la MLS. It's not a real number 10, but for MLS, he might be a sort of number 10. That could be interesting.
So you mentioned earlier, Sofiane, missing Matteo Mancuso for 6 weeks. No striker announced at the deadline. Unless there's a move from within MLS, it's not coming. You know, do you think that it was the right move to bring in this guy? Is it still that much of an improvement? Or do you really think there's a gap at the striker position that needed to be filled?
I think there was a gap no matter what, even if Mancuso wasn't injured. But I still think the bigger gap was in the midfield. In the middle of the park. That was really, really important because the Impact was really basing themselves only on counter-attacking and quick transition, which is fine, but they need more options. They need the younger blood, at least more dynamic. You know, Djemali is 31. He's not old, but he's not 24 anymore. But he needed that boost. And I think for the striker, I heard that they might be looking for someone in the summer transfer window. I heard that during preseason. We'll see if those plans change with Mancuso's injury, but They had to have a central midfielder who really could carry the ball. And that's what they have with Djemali, so they have no choice. They're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, but Djemali was in the line of sight for a couple of years now, and they made sure to get their man.
Sofiane, merci beaucoup. Thank you very much.
Ça fait plaisir, Scott, and merci. Thank you very much. And you guys can follow me at Sofiane Benzaza and follow my adventures on Cannes Food Club, at Cannes Food Club. Thanks again to all the listeners, and thanks to you, Scott.
Okay, thanks for everything there, Sophia. Now we move on to Nick Sabetti, another guy that I met last October in the great city of Montreal. He is a contributor to Goal USA and Sportsnet in Canada, in case you didn't already know, as if you didn't already know. And he's also the host of Impact This Week on TSN 690. Nick, thank you for coming on.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me.
Hey, no worries. Look, so, like our Sofiane, Blerim Jemali, he's now an Impact player. Initial thoughts?
Well, it's certainly a big boost for the Impact and one that they need, given that the way they've started the season, only 2 wins in their first 9 games, and certainly, you know, covers an area of need for them in central midfield with, you know, the players that they have. But Jemali, off a great season with Bologna, second scorer there. I think he's got 8 goals. It's really maybe the best season he's had, perhaps professionally speaking, so far, and at the age of 31. So, great season, and he did so well. Initially, he only signed a 1-year deal with Bologna with the 2-year add-on with Montreal, because Joey Sputo, the owner of Montreal, also owns the team out in Bologna. So it was a nice little arrangement there. And I think, given how good Jemali was with Bologna this year, I think they were a little reluctant to probably would have liked to keep him on for another year or perhaps two, but initial contract had him going to Montreal after. So he's here now, and really he's arrived in Montreal earlier than we anticipated. He was supposed to come in July, after the Serie A season was over, and then take his usual 1 month break or so. But trouble is, the Impact haven't been doing too well, and with at the end of their season not having anything left to play for, with only 3 games remaining, made it such that the Impact asked Bologna if he can let him leave early and come to Montreal before the May transfer window and MLS closes here yesterday, I believe. So it's a great opportunity for the Impact. We've struggled so far, and a big boost for them. Although I do wonder, you know, when he's going to take a break, because he is coming off a big season and will need to have a rest. But we could see him as early as this weekend against the Columbus Crew at home.
Okay, and look, was this a bit of a surprise to people in Montreal? I know the people knew about this signing, but do you think it was a bit of a surprise that they made this move?
Well, I think after Didier Drogba, his signing here, and with all the sort of drama that came with that, I think the Impact wanted to take a little bit of a different direction with their designated players and go with a DPs or sort of who don't necessarily have those sort of big names or whatnot. So I think in terms of the type of player that they went out and signed, I don't think I'm sort of surprised. A little bit lower profile, but still a very good player coming at a good age. And I'm not surprised that he's someone, you know, coming from Bologna. I think the Impact are trying to make the most of this relationship, this special kind of connection that they have with Bologna. And I think in Zemali's fact that he is, you know, more kind of attack-minded midfielder, and one who, because he's from Switzerland, also speaks both French and English, and so perfect for this single market here in Montreal. So I think in many respects he kind of fits what the Impact were kind of really looking for.
Okay, so just, yeah, we talk about the fit on the sort of a personal level, like he meets the sort of mold of Montreal. But where do you think he fits into the team? Sofiane was saying that he's kind of like a box-to-box player. Do you agree? Do you see him in that sort of role for the Impact?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I'm interested to see what Mauro Biello does. And my sense is that I think what the Impact, one of the things, I think they have, you know, several kind of needs in, right now in the roster, but one of the things that they haven't really had since the beginning of MLS, since they've entered the league in 2012, is really a number 10 attacking midfielder that can play behind the striker and really help the team keep the ball in the final third and link up with their forward player. And Jemali, although playing a little bit more of a kind of withdrawn role usually in the past, I think with Bologna this year, he showed that he's got real attacking quality, really good at timing his runs and inserting himself in the box. He's got a great left foot, right foot. We saw him score quite a few goals this year from outside the box from long range. So certainly a player with plenty of attacking qualities and attributes. So my sense is that he'll probably take up a more advanced role in midfield. That being said, Patrick Bernier has the captain and has been playing really well in that number 10 role. And so perhaps we could see Zamali play maybe a little bit more in front of the back, maybe more of a number 8 kind of position to help the Impact in possession a little deeper in the field. Because the Impact, you know, they're a very, very much a counterattacking team and a team that we've seen so far this season, but really over the last couple of years, that really struggles to keep the ball. So perhaps we could see, I think, either Zamali play next to Donadel in the number 8 role or play behind the striker number 10, but certainly in that central midfield position.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, let's talk about, you know, he can be a creative player. He scores goals. So can Ignacio Piatti, you know, Nacho Piatti. But right now, you may have a new number 8 or 10, but do you not think that with the injury to Mancuso and the lack of depth you have there up at the number 9 position, is that maybe somewhere they should have focused instead?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I think that the problem is that they did spend quite a bit of money on Mancuso. I mean, he's taking up quite a bit of cap space. The salaries came out just the other week, and he's up there with $700,000 U.S. dollar salary. So he's kind of one of the players taking up kind of one of the big salaries on the roster. And I think the Impact decided after how well he did at the end of last season that he would be their man. But not sure that was a great idea. I think they probably needed a different type of striker than perhaps someone with who's stronger with a back to goal play, who can help pull up the ball. Because the one thing of this Impact team, you mentioned Ignacio Piatti, but and some of the other players like Oduro, and then Mancuso as well, they're all players who like to turn and run in behind and are quick and pacey, but not necessarily very adept at keeping the ball, holding it up, playing simple possession, slow things down. They're always instead trying to speed things up. So I think Zamali should help the team, you know, keep the ball link up with their forward players. But you're right. I mean, I think that they still need a center forward. That being said, they got a lot of goals from Piatti last year. If they can kind of get, I think he scored about 17 or so. If they can get those similar kind of numbers from him, and then get some goals from Zamali, some from Mancuso, and then other goals from coming from other places from the other players, then I think they should be okay from an offensive standpoint. If anything, I think, you know, another need for them is at the back. It's the jury's still out as to, you know, whether or not we've seen Kyle Fisher play, the youngster in the second season, play alongside Laurent Simon, who's been struggling a lot, which has been a big problem for the Impact in terms of finding a partner for him and stabilizing the back line. So I think Zimali may seem better, but there's I don't think he's going to solve all their problems. Still, I think there's certainly some needs on the team that go outside of sort of the position that he's going to take up.
Really, really interesting stuff coming out of Montreal right now. It sounds like an exciting place to be. Sounds like a hectic place to be. Nick, great stuff. Where can people follow you and all of your work on Twitter?
Oh, I mean, the best place to follow me is on Twitter at Nick Sabetti. Just that, no underscore, no dot, no dash or whatnot. So just at Nick. And yeah, always a bit hectic in Montreal, but never boring out here. Always something to talk about. So always fun. Look forward to doing this again with you, man.
Thank you very much. Me too. Take care.
Hey, take care.
Look, thank you very much to both of my guests, Nick Sabetti and Sofiane Benzaza, for coming on the show today. This has been BTP Shorts. You can follow Beyond the Pitch at Beyond the Pitch on Twitter. You can follow me at Scott Nichols on Twitter, and you can follow Otis Earl at OJ Earl 3. Thanks for listening.